We've got Underwood Trainer coming up on the KMA video stream Friday night. Looking forward to that one. I'll have the call alongside Brian Bertini taking a look at it from the Underwood side now with head coach Nate McKillson. Coach, looking back at last week, you guys start district play with a dominant win over a pretty good Tri-Center team. I guess just tell me about that win and what stood out to you on Friday night.
Yeah, it was a good win. Good bounce back win for us after not obviously playing very well the week before. We kind of emphasized that in practice. Obviously, a lot we had to work on, and we emphasized those things. And to the kids' credit, we had a really good week of practice, good week of preparation, and then we had a really fast start on Friday night. At the end of the day, I got off to a really big lead there. I think it was 33-0 at some point in the first half, and then gave up a score late, and then gave up too many explosive plays in the second half defensively. Luckily, offensively, we just kept responding. And, the score ended, with whatever it was. But, in terms of handling adversity and things of that nature, I thought we did that much better on Friday night. And obviously, some of the areas that we picked out that we needed to be better at, we were. So I was happy to see that in a good win Friday.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, the week before, a heartbreaking loss to Clarendon, and you never want to lose a game by any means, but in what ways maybe did that game, force you guys to have to reset and look at things and regroup as you got into district play?
Yeah, for one, it provided us a lot of film on things that, we just weren't very good at. And obviously those things needed to be corrected. And to that point, we hadn't faced enough adversity to know that at that time. So, for one, it gave us some things, that we just really needed to look at and take a step back and figure out how we get better at those things. And for two, I just think there's no, in terms of handling adversity throughout the course of the year, I just think teams need to go through that so that they, down the road they can be prepared and how they're going to respond to that. And we just didn't do that very well against Clarinda. And we kept harping on the kids or to the kids that, you're going to face adversity a lot, especially over these next 2 weeks as, we have two really good opponents, following that Clarinda game. And we just needed to be better at, lifting each other up and trying to make, a play that's going to switch that momentum and just handling adversity, much better than we did.
The offense has been really good through the first four games. The one thing that stood out to me is, obviously Garrett's a phenomenal passer, right? But, what he's been able to do running the football and how you guys have been able to run the football. Speak to the running game and what you're seeing from it right now.
Yeah, I thought, for the first 2 weeks, I thought we ran the ball pretty successfully. And then last week, I thought Clarinda did a nice job taking the run away. And we, couldn't execute well enough in the passing game to make them get out of anything that they were doing up front. So we just, just as a whole weren't good enough offensively. And then last week, or going into the Tri-Center week, we made a few changes in terms of, just some substitution patterns that we wanted to look at, try to keep some of those guys up front fresher. I thought it paid off, quite a bit. We had, four offensive linemen that were just playing one way Friday night, which I think, they can get a break during defense. That's a big key for us, and we ran the ball pretty effectively. And I think that honestly starts with Garrett. A year ago, I don't think we really emphasized him as a runner until we got to the postseason. And then it kind of made our offense even more dimensional than it was. Kind of at the beginning of the year, emphasized that from the get-go this year. And I think he's just developed as a runner. He's not easy to tackle. His speed has increased. His physicality as a runner actually has increased. So I think you add him to the offense as a runner, and that just becomes another thing that teams have to key on and plan for. And we'll continue to try to find ways to be creative and continue to use Garrett in that manner.
Now, looking to this Friday, it doesn't matter the sport or how good the teams are. When Trainer and Underwood collide, it's, in my opinion, it's always very, very fascinating. Thoughts on what you're seeing from them and this matchup coming into Friday?
Yeah, just in the film that I've seen thus far, they're a really good football team. I think they've been playing really, really well. They were really challenged in their non-district, obviously faced three really good opponents. So they were they were battle tested going into district play, and you know, obviously had a really big win Friday night against Shenandoah. So you know, when you pop on film, you know, they returned a lot of kids from last year, especially skill positions that I think are super talented kids. The Sorensen kid in the backfield is just really shifty. Obviously not the biggest kid, but really shifty. And you know, we struggled with him last year in our first meeting. He ran really well. And then I think in the second meeting, we bottled him up a little bit better, but I also think he had, you know, kind of an injury there that you know, didn't allow him to be at full speed. So, you know, the quarterback, obviously a new quarterback, but I think he fits the system really well, throws the ball really well, and then can run the ball if needed. They've got a lot of really athletic, really fast, shifty receivers that they can distribute the ball to. And then they're really big up front and physical and just, you know, create lanes, obviously, for Jet to run through. And then defensively, I think they use that athleticism and they fly to the football. And they don't give up a lot defensively. And, I mean, you're going to have to work to put drives together. And we're definitely going to have to do that Friday night and just be sound all the way around.
What does an Underwood path to victory have to look like on Friday night?
I think, you know, similar to other weeks, I think third down on both sides of the ball is going to be big. I think we need to get them off the field when we can on third down. And then when we get third down and whatever the distance, you know, obviously if it's manageable, we need to pick up first downs and stay on the field and continue drives. I think they're, you know, I think our offense has some big play potential. I think, you know, in a game where, you know, I think they've got a lot of really athletic DBs and you know, even, you know, linebackers and things like that, you might have to be more methodical and things like that and just put longer drives together. And we've got to we're capable of that. We just got to be able to do it. You know, obviously have to tackle really well. Like I said, Jeff's a shifty kid, and for not being very big, he breaks a lot of tackles. So we have to be able to tackle well. We have to communicate in the secondary. I don't think we did that really well Friday night. Let too many plays, you know, beat us over the top in the second half for sure. And against a team like Trainer, obviously they're going to make you pay for that. So, and then we're going to, I think, have to be really sound in special teams. They're always really good in special teams. They got a really nice punter and kicker. So, you know, I think we're going to have to be really solid in all three phases, obviously, to be in the ball game in the fourth quarter.
Looking forward to it. Nate McKelson, head football coach at Underwood. Coach, appreciate the time today and best of luck on Friday.
All right. Thanks, Trevor. Appreciate it.